Conversations that hit harder than a 240-pound linebacker. It's Sideline Sanity.
You know, we're in the middle of Pride Month. If you're proud, you don't have to run around screaming how proud you are. When you meet a proud person, they're not telling you that they're proud. You know it. Pride is earned. It reverberates outside of you. People that have to scream about how proud they are all the time, it's like, I'm not so sure that's really what's going on there.
Stream the Sideline Sanity podcast at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
You know, folks, I just want to encourage you listening to support Trevor Loudon's work. If I'm asking too much private information, that's fine. But how do you even fund your ability to function? Because you don't have, you know, a big advertising and big revenue models or anything like you sell a few books here and there, and the film, The Enemy Is Within. And I mean, it's got to be hard to function on those funds.
Yeah, and George Soros isn't even sending me a check every week, you know?
Right.
But look, I get appearance fees. I write books. My books are popular. I sell lots of books. Enemies with it. You know, I'm doing okay. I'd like to do a lot better. I'd like to have more money so I could actually pay researchers.
Yes.
You know, that would be great. But I'm certainly not complaining. I'm living the American dream. I live in a nice, reasonably nice place. I've got a fishing dock nearby. I'm in Florida. I'm in Florida for the family, the fishing, and the freedom.
Great.
So, you know, but I want to get the word out. So I do my show on Epoch TV. I do interviews like you. I sell books. I get appearance fees. But these books, I think I'm going to sell lots and lots of them because these are the best research books on the foul deeds of some of the most important people in America, people we see on TV every single night. Everybody will know these people. What they don't know is their very, very shady backgrounds. I think there's things in these books that will shock people to the core. You know, Alex Padilla, you know, the senator from California, Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley, the senators from Oregon, both incredibly left-wing Marxists. Dick Durbin, you know, some we know, like Dick Durbin, but Chuck Schumer as well. Even John Hickenlooper from Colorado, who many regard as a moderate. You know, all of these, Kyrsten Sinema, who's now Mitch McConnell's best friend, has been involved with the Communist Party in Arizona since the early 2000s, right up to the present day. But Mitch McConnell thinks he's going to convert her to the Republican Party.
That's interesting. Well, yeah, Mitch McConnell.
Well, Mitch McConnell, we know his Chinese connections, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's married to. Let me ask you this. So you've also got Enemies Within the Church. Is that something that's coming out?
No, that's been out for about 10 or 11 months now.
Oh, okay.
It's a two-hour documentary with numerous whistleblowers detailing the incredibly deep Marxist penetration of not just the mainstream churches, because that's been going on for nearly a century, but the last 10 years has been a major push into the evangelical churches and even the Southern Baptists. And they are the people who elected Reagan and Trump. Well, in 5 years, they won't be doing that anymore. They'll be voting for Bernie Sanders. They'll be voting for Margaret, for Elizabeth Warren. The churches are going woke, and wokeism is Marxism. And no, this is
that's
flooding
a critical point.
The evangelical churches.
Yeah, I wanted to really ask you about this. You say wokeism is Marxism. And so we've seen some churches, some left-wing churches, inviting transgenders in to speak to children. We've seen, of course, drag queen story time taking over public schools and so on. And this wokeism is so truly insane that if you asked me 10 years ago, could they pull this off? I would have said no way. There's
absolutely
no way they could convince people that men can get pregnant, that they could have CDC officials, FDA officials, ACLU leaders saying that men can get pregnant. I can't believe they've got the AMA, the Medical Association, saying that men can get pregnant. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is Maoist this is Maoist mass line enforcement. This is cognitive dissonance gone crazy. You know, you remember the famous scene from 1984 when Winston is being tortured, and they say 2 + 2 = 5, and he say, no, it's not, and they tortured him, and eventually he says, yes, 2 + 2 = 5. And they keep torturing him. He says, you have to believe it. You know, right. they are so screwing with our consciousness. We know, like in the old Soviet Union, everybody used to know that the Communist Party was lying to them. But they'd all say no, they'd all agree publicly with the Communist Party message. Right. Well, that's what's happening here in America right now. The LGBTQ movement is completely Marxist. You know, it was started by Harry Hay, the Communist Party member, who was recruited to the Communist Party by his homosexual lover, an actor called Will Gear. You might remember him, Grandpa Walton, okay? But the whole gay rights movement is completely Marxist. But the churches have got on board with this. Black Lives Matter is a Chinese communist operation, but the churches are taking a knee to these people. The concept of white privilege was invented by two Communist Party members who moved into the Chinese camp, Noel Ignatin and Ted Allen. They invented that concept to basically spread Marxism into the racial arena rather than simply the class arena. But churches are preaching this stuff too. So are businesses, so are colleges, so are major news agencies.
But it's incredible to me.
It's Maoism, it's communism, it's straight out communism, but it's all over.
How has it been so effective? Because you would think that individuals would resist the BS and would say, no, you know, we're not going to attack people just because they're white or even just because they're black or whatever, that they would reject the nonsense, the biological fairy tales of transgenderism or even the child mutilation surgeries and chemical castrations, yeah. You would think, but people have been taken
people
over.
Stand up for their kids, would you?
You well, think
it's changing people's consciousness. Now, you know, the gay homosexual population is about 2% of America, right? And the actual gay radicals are about 2% of the 2%. But they have more political power in this country than does the Christian community. I'll absolutely guarantee that. Because they're organized on Marxist-Leninist principles. And they have an enforcement mechanism. They have ridicule. They have the journalists behind them. They have the academics behind them.
Deplatforming.
You stand up against them, they'll come after you. So people just self-censor. Like Stalin didn't have to kill everybody who disagreed with him. He just had to kill enough to terrify everybody else. Well, that's what they're doing here. They don't have to terrify every academic in the country. They just have to or every blogger. They just have to deplatform a few, and everybody else thinks, oh, I get the message. I better not talk about that anymore. It's exactly. Mass line enforcement. This is Marxist revolution. Our consciousness is being changed by actual communists in our churches, in our news media. They're only a small minority, but they're using Marxist-Leninist techniques. They're using Gramsci, and they have a proven 100-year record of enforcing Marxism on populations. They know how to do it. They did it in Cuba. They did it in China. They did it in the Soviet Union. And damn it, now they're doing it to us.
Well, they sure are doing it to us. I want to mention your website, keywiki.org. And that's just like it sounds, K-E-Y, keywiki.org. You've got, looks like it has 150,000 articles where you document everything you're talking about here, correct?
Well, that's right. What I do in that is I profile virtually every Democrat senator, most of the presidential candidates, city councillors, state reps, congressmen, street level communists, radicals, anarchists, Islamists, and like Wikipedia, you can connect them with the blue links. You know, I have lists of names in there, and you can connect them up. And this is how I connect the dots. You know, I do a lot of archival research, a lot of internet research. I put all my information onto KeyWiki, and you start to see the connections. Mm-hmm. This is how I can come to a foreign country and tell people that half their leaders are betraying them. You know, if I didn't have the evidence, do you think I could get away with that?
Well, no. In fact, I mean, here's a question. How is it that they haven't killed you yet?
Well, don't give them ideas.
Grace, no, but seriously, I mean, they don't want any of this uncovered, right? So,
sure. Look, I don't know. I've been threatened a few times, more in New Zealand than here, actually.
Yeah.
But look, I just don't care. You know, there's two ways to be safe. One is to have no profile, and one is to have a high profile.
True.
Well, I can't go back to having no profile, so I better keep having a high profile. I better keep putting it out there, you know. You know, seriously, I get up in the morning every day and think, well, I'm doing God's work here. This is what he wants me to do.
Yeah.
And if there's going to cause me some grief, so be it.
Well, they target all of us in one way or another, but they are so effective at deplatforming that.
Well, I've certainly been deplatformed on Twitter and Facebook and lots of things, but you keep going. That's why I'm doing books now, you know, more because people can get a paper book.
Yes.
They can buy a paper book, and they can't take that off you. They can't shut it down. Even if you got no electricity, you can set up a candle and read it.
True.
You know?
Yeah,
you know,
true.
The old technologies have their advantages. And so I'm putting this book out there. I'm putting this book out there to put it on their record for every American to understand just how deep the treachery is in the U.S. Senate. Well, and then I'm doing one in the Congress after that, so.
Let me ask you about the judiciary, because we recently saw this rigged trial against Alex Jones, and the trial, I don't know how familiar you are with that, but the judge simply declared him in default, did not allow him to testify in his defense, did not allow a trial by jury to determine his guilt or innocence. The judge declared him guilty, and then they had the jury decide the punishment. And over the weekend, the jury decided they wanted punishment of $2.75 trillion, which is 10% of the entire GDP of planet Earth. Now, it's the craziest thing in the history of kangaroo courts. But isn't this exactly the kind of thing that was carried out in the old Soviet Union, for example, or Cuba for that one?
Well, yeah. Look, one of the first things the communists do is get control of the judiciary. Now, in the 1930s, the Communist Party set up the National Lawyers Guild. That's the Communist Party legal front. And you would be shocked to see how many of your key judges and, you know, came through the National Lawyers Guild. You know, I just say on the Supreme Court, you know, Sotomayor is a Marxist.
Yes.
Ginsburg was a Marxist. Breyer had a Maoist on his staff for a while. You know, what's the other one? The Kagan. Kagan is completely a Marxist.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
You know, but this is goes down. You know, how many times did Trump issue an executive order and some little twerp from the Ninth Circuit would say, no, you can't do that.
Right.
Well, these are all Marxist judges. You know, the judiciary system is deeply rotten. It's deeply compromised with these people, and they are weaponizing the law against us. We all know there's two legal systems in the country now. There's a system for the left, which will let you off almost anything, and there's a system for everybody else who you better watch out if you criticize the government.
True.
You know, this is we know this. We can't argue this anymore. We've seen the Justice Department, what it's done. We've seen this, you know, we know this is the case.
Let's talk about possible solutions. I mean, okay, election is coming up. We might be able to defeat several of these people, get them out of power soon by January. But then again, this infiltration also extends to certain elements in the GOP as well, does it not?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's the there's a lot of solutions, but here's one that I think we need to do. If you give me a couple of minutes, I'll explain.
Yeah, go for it.
See, there's always been this situation, like when Thomas Dewey was trying to take down Murder, Inc., when Elliot Ness was going after Al Capone. What you find is these gangsters always had informants and people paid off in the judiciary and the police force, and they would intimidate witnesses. So nobody could ever get them, right?
Yeah.
They were always warned. So what these guys did, they would form special elite units. Like Thomas Dewey interviewed personally 1,200 people before he found he could get enough to form a small team to go after Murder, Inc. And then they would offer protection to witnesses. And these elite teams, combined with witness protection, took down Murder, Inc. This is how Giuliani helped damage the mob in New York. You know, the low-level mafia would get caught. He'd get 3 years jail. The mafia would look after his family. He'd get out and go back to work. Then they started giving him 30-year jail sentences for heroin and offering witness protection. And guess what? Guido would squeal, and he'd squeal right up the chain. So this is what the next conservative president has to do. President Trump, DeSantis, whoever it is, you form a new elite intelligence unit, and it's led by people who left the services at the beginning of the Obama era at the latest. I'm talking people from CIA, FBI, IRS, DEA, all of it. Then you bring in new people from their special forces, from technical institutes, vet them to the nth degree. So you've got maybe 400 or 500 people in this new unit, maximum, very compartmentalized. So if you get a rotten element at one, it won't affect the rest. Then the president declares a 3-month amnesty. Every foreign agent and everybody compromised by a foreign agent has got 3 months to leave the country or turn themselves in. 3 months.
Wow.
And when they turn themselves in, they got to spill their guts, everything they know. And at the end of 3 months, anybody left gets rounded up and goes to Leavenworth for 35 years, right? Every single foreign network in the country would implode.
Oh, yes.
Because nobody would know who to trust. Every shady Iranian businessman dealing with a defense contractor wouldn't know if the guy had taken a deal and was wearing a wire. Every Chinese agent wouldn't know if the senator he was working with had also cooperated with this new agency. It would just create absolute chaos amongst the Iranian and Russian and Chinese networks in the country. What you would have, there's thousands of people would just leave the country, Russian mafia, Chinese businessmen, they'd be out.
Oh, yeah, you'd see senators taking private charter flights to Argentina.
Or leaving the Senate for health reasons. Uh-huh. You'd probably see about a third of the Senate leave. Probably see about the – you'd see a whole bunch of academics retiring. You'd see a whole bunch of businessmen leaving their corporations or lawyering up. See, this is – to me, this is a Christian way of doing it because we're not after vengeance here. We're after the merit. We want the American people to understand how deeply treason has penetrated their country. Some of these people are going to try and tough it out, and they're going to get caught, and they're going to go to jail for very long periods of time, maybe even executed. But the bulk of them just got into this. They might have been compromised on a business trip, sexually compromised. They might be blackmailed. Their relatives might have been threatened. They want a way out. So what you do is offer an amnesty. You come forward, spill your guts, you will escape prosecution, you'll never hold public office again, but what your punishment will be between you and God, as long as you tell the truth. If we find out you haven't been telling the truth, you didn't give us full disclosure, we'll come after you, and you will go to jail for a very long time. That's a very elegant way of just shutting down every foreign network in the country within a very short space of time and exposing to the American people just how bad the problem is so that they will accept the measures that need to be taken to stop this happening again.
This is
loyalty oath, investigations, House Un-American Activities Committee, etc.
A brilliant, brilliant plan. I'm really enthusiastic to hear this. I love your idea. It's going to take a president and an AG with backbone who are not going to back down and not try to be popular with the press during this time. But, you know, I'm thinking in the Philippines, Duterte did a similar thing like this against the drug dealers. He said there's going to be amnesty and everybody can see, I think he said you get amnesty if you're a drug dealer and you have to turn in at least one other drug dealer, right?
Yeah.
So immediately all the drug dealers turned on each other. A lot of people were able to, you know, get out of the system. They were not prosecuted. And then the others, what Duterte did, and I'm not saying that I endorse this policy, but what Duterte did is he hired government assassination teams to go start killing the drug dealers that didn't turn themselves in. Now, again, that's not rule of law type of activity, but that's what he did.
But it's the principle, isn't it? This is how the British took down the thuggy networks in India in the 19th century. The thuggy were gangs that would go around just murdering and pillaging and killing. And he offered amnesty for any thuggy who would come forward and expose their networks. You escape prosecution.
Yes.
And he got thousands of people coming forward. You turn them against each other.
So true. And you immediately create suspicion in their own ranks.
Absolutely. They wouldn't know who to trust. They wouldn't know who's taken the deal. And the stakes for making a mistake are big. Because if you're in the country after those 3 months and you go to the wrong person and say the wrong thing, you could go to jail for 30 years. Do you think that's going to be a little bit of a deterrence for some of these people?
Yeah, I think so. So there is then a pathway to this if elections can function coming up here in November and then also in 2024. And if somebody with backbone actually gets in the Oval Office, this could happen. Do you think there's anybody with such backbone?
Look, I think Trump would do this. I think DeSantis would do this. You know, I think we're going to be forced in the position where we're going to have to do this because this country is teetering on the brink of destruction. And we either let it happen or we clean the foreign agents out and our domestic traders out. You know, we are on the verge of destruction because we've treated treason like a misdemeanor.
Right.
You know, we haven't. When's the last time a congressman was tried for treason in this country or influence peddling?
I can't even think of when.
You know, in foreign countries, they regularly arrest members of parliament and that for working for treason and offences like that. It's a common thing. Well, America has the most important legislators on the planet, the people with the most influence and the people with the most information. Don't you think they'd be targets for our enemies, considering that nobody is watching or stopping them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that famous quote, you know, why doth treason never prosper? Because when treason prospers, none dare call it treason. It's so damn endemic that nobody's calling it out. That's why you have to offer a combination of amnesty and heavy, heavy penalties to flush them out and get them turning each other in. I don't see another way forward on this.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's I'm glad you're wrapping us up here with some good news like that, at least the potential for it. Also, we didn't get a chance to cover this, but governors are also compromised. Not, you know, I know you're well aware of this. It's, in fact, perhaps half of them, something like that.
Well, many, you know, Pompeo went out a year or two ago and warned all these Republican governors.
All righty, we're back. And so before we go comment on all of that, I have an article we talked about. What's going on? You know what? We've got some kind of a
static or something.
Or something in my mic here. Something is taking place here. Looks like the enemy's out to get us again. Anyhow, Mark Levin blasts Mitch McConnell for ignoring and throttling grassroots Republicans candidates. We have got great candidates, but Levin warned of the actions of Mitch McConnell and is taking to destroy top GOP candidates running for the Senate. This is what we talked about here before. McConnell continues to financially support Lisa Murkowski. She's a communist. Lisa Murkowski, who lost her primary and announced this week she was endorsing the Democrat in Alaska U.S. House race. Lisa Murkowski says she will support Democrat for Alaska U.S. Representative race. Mitch McConnell continues to support her. And so that's the problem we've had with McConnell. He's got to go. He's got to go. Also, very quickly, top Catholic doctor denounces Pope's appointment of pro-abortion atheist to a Pontifical Academy for Life. So praise the good Lord here. This Dr. Jose Maria Simone Castavelli, okay, came out. And a prominent Catholic doctor has condemned Pope Francis' most recent appointments of a pro-abortion, pro-euthanasia, pro-contraception advocates for the Pontifical Academy of Life in Rome.
An atheist, too.
Yeah, he's an atheist. And you know, again, as far as I'm concerned, John Paul, or here, the Pope there.
Francis
is an antichrist.
Oh, yeah, he's probably the worst they've ever had.
Yeah, he is. He is definitely an antichrist. All right, what do you think about all of that, McTernan?
I really enjoyed that interview, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I just had him on here about a month ago, and he said a lot of the very same things, but he was with the health ranger there.
He actually gives you hope that there's a plan.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of us that have plans out there. Believe me, I'm talking to people. You know, this is why we're here, and people need to know there's a lot of things happening. But, again, right now, even the Democrats are still trying to mess up the elections. They're going to try to do that. And that's why it's so very important that people get out and vote. And folks, don't listen to them when they tell you they're going to just steal my vote. It doesn't count. Why should I bother? No, if you don't go vote, you've got no right to complain if they do steal your vote. And so,
well,
anyhow,
the issue is if there's the heavier the turnout, and let's say the greater the margin of victory on our behalf, it becomes extremely difficult to steal the election. If it's a close election, and it's a matter of, what was it, Georgia, 20,000 votes? Something like that?
Yeah.
And it's very easy to steal it.
Democrats always win the recounts, always, whenever there's a recount.
Yeah. All righty. Yeah, and again, you know, I keep saying it over and over to get the point across, but when it comes to election fraud, the Democrats are to election fraud what Elvis was to rock and roll, right? And
yep,
what Muhammad Ali was to boxing, some other examples like that, because they are great at election fraud. The Republicans don't know how to do it, you know. But anyhow, with that, I think we're going to open the phone lines. The phone lines are now open. We'll take a few calls at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673 nationwide. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. New study, 1 in 780 German children under 5 require hospitalization due to severe adverse events following Pfizer's mRNA COVID shots. There's so many of these kids all over. They're getting sick. They have that myocarditis. And we're hearing that a whole lot of people are going to eventually die early for that. So, all right, one other thing real quickly here. Australian bank begins linking customer transactions to carbon footprints. That's what they want to bring here.
Yeah.
That's what they want to start doing here. And In another foretaste of potential future carbon allowance limits, a major bank in Australia. Oh, you know what I was reading today? Well, it says here the major bank has introduced a new feature that links purchases to a customer's carbon footprint and warns them that they are going over the average. Now, here, I read, I think it was Germany, where they tore down some windmill fields so that they can dig
coal,
up coal.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday.
Yeah, Germany's starting to get a dose of reality because and they're not going to have any energy. They're going to freeze to death, so they're digging coal.
And they shut all their nuclear plants down.
Yeah, and that was not smart of them.
And they also said that they're starting to chop down a lot of the trees and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, they're cutting their forests down for firewood for this winter. But so they're starting to become unwoke, okay?
Yeah, reality setting in.
And I think reality is starting to set in here in this country, too. Okay, we're starting to see some of the governors say, no, enough is enough, okay? Like the governor there in Arizona decided he's putting those big crates about the border. Forget what the corrupt Merrick Garland says. You know, he's going to protect his border. And I don't know why the governors of Arizona and Texas don't send their National Guard down there on the troops. I don't know why they don't do that. Okay. What do you think, John?
Well, the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, he has been doing that, Pastor. He has. He's been. But the National Guard isn't really kind of designed for that. And for manpower, they'd have to have other states. They'd have to have like Oklahoma with them, and Louisiana, Alabama. They'd have to have a large number to go down there and try and control what. What they've done, now I don't know if it's Abbott or the governor of Arizona, they've taken those big like shipping containers.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and they put them along the border, and I think it's Arizona has a very short distance to kind of close the border, and that's what they're doing, and Biden's hollering and screaming about it, and they're ignoring him, and so Arizona, within a short period of time, is going to have its border closed.
Maybe they can get enough of those for Texas, too.
Texas, the border is enormous.
It's huge, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back right after this and take your calls.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from that sting. Sin is a burning desire. Fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire.
that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire.
Boy, that guy sure has a voice. He actually puts Johnny Cash to shame.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to agree. All righty, we need to take some calls. Let's go to Susan.
Hello.
Hey, Susan.
Hi, Pastor Ernie.
Yep.
Earlier you were talking about Billy Graham, and I was just wondering if you ever heard, which I have, is that Billy Graham used to be, he was for many years, a Freemason.
I've heard that, yeah. But, you know, I never really put any stock into it. A lot of times what happens with that is that the Masons will make you an honorary Freemason, whether you want to be or not, okay? I've been contacted by them three times trying to recruit me. I think Ronald Reagan said he went to, no, wasn't Ronald Reagan, it was George Washington said he went to one meeting. He went to one, you know, and that was his extent of having, because he didn't know what the Freemasons were. But I didn't put a whole lot of stock in that.
Well, I also noticed another thing. First of all, in the catalog of Schick's publications, they have a book on it saying, Billy Graham, look at his Mason friends. And it's a good thick book that they're selling. It's in their newer catalog. Okay, then what I also notice is when I am driving vacation time during small towns where the towns could sometimes be a block to three blocks long. As soon as you're in, you're out. But I do notice that there will be a Methodist church, and within a block or even in the same block, you'll see a Masonic temple.
Yeah, I noticed that myself.
I thought that was very strange.
Yeah.
And then another thing is where back in the 80s, 90s, the news media would say, well, it looks like Billy Graham is going to be visiting the Pope in Rome. And I used to think that was peculiar, because that's been a red flag for me. And when I would be talking to this Christian guy that I knew, and he would always be arguing. He'd say, you talked against Billy Graham, one of the greatest evangelists of the world. And I said, I don't think so. I said, why is he going to see the Pope all the time? So it didn't make any sense to me. And to me, that was another red flag, that there was something very wrong and Billy Graham wasn't all that he pretended to be.
I don't know which is worse, going to see the Pope or going to see the White House with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. You know, so.
Oh, in my house. Oh,
and Jimmy Carter.
Obama is a swear word.
And Jimmy Carter. Yeah, so yeah, he went to the White House as well, all three of them, so.
I don't even say he's an O anything. I reduce that O to a zero. If anything, I call him Zero Obama.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Susan. I got to move on. All right. But thank you very much. Have a great night. Let's go to Clifford. You're in the air.
Yeah. Hi. I have a question on a verse. But the David Knight Show podcast has an interesting discussion on what you've been talking about. It's October 27th, a half hour in to an hour in. The discussion is some writings from and books that are coming out that say Christians should stay in their own lane, you know, not not get involved in politics, current affairs, and so forth, and in other words, keep their mouth shut. And you should see it's interesting to see what he has to say about that. So that's the David Knight Show, October 27th. I'd recommend that. It's interesting. Also, the latest Sergeant Reports, the Propaganda Anecdote podcast, has a very disturbing interview with a FISA whistleblower, Melissa McAtee. She has internal documents. She went to a messenger RNA day, and they put out the flu shot, and they have internal documents saying they're putting the luciferase and the messenger RNA in the current flu shots. So that's pretty disturbing. And another thing was that even the water, bottled water, is showing graphene oxide in it. Some people have put magnets to it that they're selling. I didn't know which brands, but that's very frightening. Another thing is I want to ask you about Proverbs chapter 24, the first two verses. It says to not.
Yeah, but before we go there, I wanted to answer your question about Christians staying in their own lane. Let me do this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting with verse 14, he says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." And so that tells you that we know what we're doing, okay?
And so All things.
And so...
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Really, one quick... it's kind of funny you mentioned that, staying in your own lane. I don't know how many times I've seen Joel Osteen on interviews on TV about abortion, LGBTQ, XYZ, or whatever it is. And he's always, "Well, I don't want to talk about that, but I just want to stay in my own lane." That is the biggest cop-out of an excuse. And it's a shame that people like that are actually leading the flock really to the gates of hell with that type of leadership.
Well, again, he's not. But the problem is he puts himself out there as a church leader, where he's really a motivational, positive thinking speaker, writer. So he's mischaracterizing what he is. One more thing. This Nuclear Folly audiobook, Chapter 9, it's a liftoff. At the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis, a tactical nuke, they defined, the Russians had some of them in Cuba, a tactical nuke was defined as something between 8 and 12 kilotons of power, which would be a little bit more than half of what they dropped on Hiroshima. So when they talk about Russia using tactical nukes, that might be an idea of what that might be about, a little bit more than half of what they dropped on Hiroshima as a battlefield nuke. And my question would be on Proverbs chapter 24, verse 1 and 2 range. It says, "Do not desire to be with the wicked." That's a pretty broad statement, but...
Well, it says, "But be thou not envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief." Let me take you over now to add to that. Go to chapter 20, or verse 23. "These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him," in other words, that call them out, like what we've been talking about tonight, "but to them that rebuke them shall be delight and a good blessing, and shall come upon them. And every man shall kiss the lips that giveth the right answer." So this tells you what we're talking about tonight, where if the pastors only had the courage, like they did at the pastors of old, and to call these wicked men out, like John the Baptist said, "Herod," if they were to say, "Joe Biden," okay, and that was going on, it would embolden people if the pastors only had the courage. But it's because they didn't have the courage that we've got 150 million dead babies. It's because they didn't have the courage that everything that is happening today in the country is happening.
So by saying nothing, sometimes it's almost like passive approval.
Absolutely. If you go over to Proverbs 17, for example, and read this, verse 15. He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they are both an abomination to the Lord. So there you go. All right. I thank you, Cliff. We got to go over to
Bob in New Jersey.
We go to Bob in New Jersey. Bob, you're in the air.
How you doing, Pastor Ernie? Two things I'm just going to put out there, and then you can answer about it if you want. I was listening, I don't know what it was, but it was talking about weather manipulating and stuff like that, how they see the air, this last Hurricane Ian, that they were able to keep in a certain area longer than it should have been. And then the next thing I wanted to talk to you about, I listened to the radio a little bit late tonight. Did you say anything about that? They said Pelosi's house was broken into today or something like that.
Let me ask you this, Bob. She's worth over, she has over $300 million. Worth over $300. Now, let me ask you something. If you're worth over $300 million, wouldn't you think that they would have 24-hour security?
Sure,
don't you think that they would have at least
one? You know what I'm thinking about, Pastor Ernie, is I think that that might be a ploy because they're already saying it's the white supremacists, or right, and everything else like that. They might have had their people do that on purpose just to spread that false information. It's a possibility, right?
Yeah, with them, anything, because remember, to them, they don't fear God. Alrighty.
Sure. All right. You gotta... Pastor Ernie, have a blessed night, my friend.
You too. Thanks for calling. And, now we don't know where she got all of that. Nobody's going to mention insider trading, are they?
Yeah.
So, alrighty. Who do you have next over there?
Scott John.
All right, John, you're in the air.
Yeah, there's an article that's called Republicans versus Democrats. Two parties of warmonger, two neocon parties of warmongers with the same pro-war policies, and I think that describes the phoniness of the fake choice between Democrats and Republicans. The Democrats are not liberals, let alone socialists or communists. They are just as right-wing on anything important on real life and death, the wars that have by the United States that have dropped saturation bombings on Cuba,
Okay, let me jump in right here. Okay, I got to jump in on you, John, because that term, the right and left, comes right from God's word, the Bible. Now, if it comes from God's word, the Bible, you can argue with it until you're blue in the face, but you'll be wrong. Whenever you argue with God, you end up losing that argument. And God's word, the Bible, tells you over and over that those on the left are the ones that embrace sin. And God has called it abortion, euthanasia, sodomy. All of that is sin, and those are the people that turn to the left, that go to the left. And in fact, it says that those that turn to the left are fools, that a fool will go in that direction. And then he tells you, too, in Proverbs chapter 1, you see those that want to redistribute the wealth and who want to destroy and murder the innocent. So that's where that term, the left, comes from now. I know there's a lot of corruption in the Republican Party, but their platform, the Republican Party platform, is a good platform, even though many Republicans are not. The Democratic Communist Party platform is right from the pit of hell. It's nothing but sin. Okay. I can't hear you.
Describe. I don't like to be interrupted if we're talking about censorship. The only censorship that is going on is anything that's genuine left or communist or socialist. There's a free field of big lies, hate speech, fake news for 100 years. Well, whether you are pro-communist or not, we have heard nothing in the 1,500 right-wing radio stations dominating every inch of the country, Canada, and the continent every day of our lives. I don't think it's really right to censor that point of view and then falsely set up a straw man, the Democrats, as supposed communists. It's ridiculous.
Thanks, John. You've got my advice to you is go get your own radio program, because I got to tell you, I don't know one person I don't know of anybody that would be in agreement with you. And my guess is you...
Ernie, yeah. What do you do with someone like this when the Democrats are just outright advocating communism? Not everyone, but a whole bunch of them are. So they themselves are saying they're communists. This guy comes on and says it's only propaganda and that none of them are communists. It gets to be like,
he's in a world all his own, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, John, we've got 3 minutes. Can you give an invitation in 3 minutes?
Well, I'll try. All right, I'll lead us right to the end. How's that?
All right, very good.
Yeah, there's heaven and there's hell, there's eternal life, and actually, as I mentioned earlier, everyone is going to be resurrected, folks. Some to eternal life and some to eternal damnation. God has provided the way that everyone can go to have eternal life with him. Everyone. And he provided that through Jesus Christ when he sent him to come to the earth to be one of us. And Philippians chapter 2 says that he shed his glory and took and humbled himself even to the cross to die. So the price of sin must be enormous, folks, for the Lord to die on the cross to pay the price for it. If you do not repent of sin and turn to Jesus Christ for salvation, for forgiveness, and to his shed blood to pay the price for sin, because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, then you have to pay your own price. There's a penalty. God has a law, and breaking the law, the penalty is separation from him in a place, well, it's actually called the lake of fire. So the way out is to acknowledge that you've committed sin, that you realize Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid the penalty for your sin, and that through him you can have forgiveness of sin and assurance of eternal life. So that's what God has done. If you don't go God's way, then you will have to pay the price for your own sin, which is separation from God for eternity. So right now, and also, folks, I always add this, is part of the gospel is that Jesus Christ also bodily rose from the dead, and he is returning. He is coming again. So if you're willing to do that, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God will honor your repentance, honor your confession, and receive you as his son, literally, as his adopted son for eternal life. Okay, Pastor Ernie, I think that that covers it.
Yep, I think it does. All right, well, I want to remind the folks out there that just local Northeast Ohio, the Jug County Right to Life Tea Party, not to Right to Life, Jug County Tea Party, will be meeting November 1st, which is Tuesday, 6:30 at the Metzenbaum Center at 8200. And you're going to have Dr. Myron Shibley, who was on with me last night, and Dane Davis going to be our speakers there, folks. Get ready, folks, to vote. Get out there. Well, we're out of time, so as we do this, we say good night, God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Border Battle, the new six-part documentary series, puts you on the front line of America's southern border and rise of the deadly drug fentanyl.
The overdose death crisis in this country is directly linked to Cartel Jalisco New Generation and the Sinaloa Cartel and their labs.
Fentanyl is 50 times more powerful than heroin. 3 grains of fentanyl would kill you.
Tens of thousands of Americans have died, and our southern border is a drug cartel war zone.
Now they have sophisticated weapons, tanks, they're dropping explosives on their the competitors right by the border. We've never seen this before in the history of the country.
Border Battle shows a border crisis like never before, with exclusive footage exposing the consequences of illegal immigration, drug trafficking, and decades of government neglect.
This will get worse before it gets better.
Watch Border Battle from Turning Point USA. Download this shocking six-part series now at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.